Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
NFL schedule release. All right, Ed, tell me the truth. Yes. How much of it did you watch?
None.
I didn't think so.
Told you I wasn't going to watch.
When did you see the Ravens schedule? Did you go online?
Yeah.
Because they sent us an email last night. What time did the email come? Email came at 8:06 last night. I saw my phone binged. I said, well, there's a schedule. No need for me to watch. That's all I cared about. Which one of you are happy about the Thanksgiving Day game?
Me.
I'm not.
That's the one I called. If you remember.
You said it.
I said that. Said Bengals Thanksgiving.
I know. I dog cussed you last night when it happened.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, because it means we don't get off Black Friday.
See, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. You didn't think that through, Ed.
I did not.
You did not think it through. When you said, I'm like, why are you? Don't predict this. Don't speak it into existence.
Yeah.
What's my favorite holiday?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
You're effing with Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. That's my favorite. You can take all the other holidays away, and I'll be fine. We got plenty of vacation days. Don't mess with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
When I get off,
I do like Black Friday off though.
When I get off Wednesday,
yeah.
I don't want to see anybody until Monday.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's a great holiday. The night before is great. That's my favorite night of the year. Is a drinking night.
It's the biggest drinking night of the year.
Yeah.
I open up me a bottle. You every year open up a bottle of Brooke Lottie.
Yeah.
Start the big green egg. Start smoking the turkey.
You like the potty?
Outside, put my Bluetooth speaker on, listen to some old school, Lionel Richie with the Commodores. I ain't dancing on no ceilings. And that's my night.
Hello.
And I don't want to see anybody else until Monday. And now you're messing with my holiday. I ain't like it.
Yeah, they sure did. That is a big deal for it. Well, you know, they can put in somebody else.
What, here? They ain't getting off a day after a Ravens
Monday morning
game.
Quarterback? Are you kidding me?
My whole family died. The Ravens played yesterday. What do you want us
Monday
to do?
Monday morning, the quarterback is sponsored. Every segment.
It's sponsored.
Every segment. Ravens start off. This is the second year in a row. I was on a station in Cleveland, and told them the second year in a row the Ravens have started the season on the road against the team that they lost to in the playoffs. Last year, the Chiefs. This year, the Bills.
What is it? 5 of their first 6 games are playoff teams?
Yeah. The Browns, week 2, are the only one that's not.
So, I guess the things that I look for, the back-to-back road games, who do you play after you play the Steelers? You get the Steelers at the end of the year for one. You play the Browns, I believe, after the other one. But the hard parts about the schedule are road games at the end of the year. And I think the last two opponents you have, what is it, Packers and Steelers? A little bit difficult. Beginning of the year, it's a lot of tougher opponents. You don't have to come out 5-1. If you weather that storm, I still think this is probably a 12-13 win team easily. Barring injury.
They have a lot of home games to start the season. They could get a nice record going. They get that stretch in the middle with 3 road games. But
let me ask you this, guys. Other than Thanksgiving Day. Jeremy, what's the game that jumps off the page for you? If there's one game.
I mean, it's hard to not get past opening night, at least for me. I would say I'm very intrigued to see him play the Lions.
Me too.
I want to see what the Lions look like without Ben Johnson. If it's a lot like here, where they found an offensive coordinator that's going to run a similar offense, Like when Mike McDonald left, and then all of a sudden Zach Orr comes in, you're like, okay. Initially, the honeymoon phase there wasn't great, and then you're like, oh, things are working out now. Once you know, obviously things came into
when
to play.
Dean Pease came in.
Yep.
Hey, so, one game. If you had to have one game that jumps off the page, it's what game?
For me, it was the Lions game.
Okay.
Because that's you know, I've been intrigued by the Lions for years. I think they're really, really good, and I mean, they came a whisper from going to the Super Bowl.
I'm going with a non-primetime game, but it's a national game. Mm-hmm. I'm going at Kansas City. That game jumps off the page to me. Because, number one, reports of Kansas City's demise, once again, very premature. They lost in the Super Bowl. They're so bad that they lost in the Super Bowl. Yes. Okay,
it's that's coming. How bad, that's it's how coming, bad. Though.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's always coming. It's always coming.
Look, Patriots, eventually you're going to be right.
20 years later, yeah. Patriots.
It's funny. I've been talking the Chiefs' demise for 2 years. Uh-huh. I've been wrong. Eventually, I'm going to be right.
So it's like, I don't think it's time yet. It's still one of the top three teams in the AFC, top five teams in the NFL. That game jumps off the page for me because them going to Kansas City. I love the fact someone was complaining to me yesterday because they got to go to Kansas City and Buffalo. Yes, I love it. I love it. Isn't that what you want to be playoff tested, battle tested? They have to go to a hostile environment knowing you want to win this game, but if you lose this game, you got next week. I'd rather play them on the road then.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I hope they give Josh Allen the MVP trophy before that game. And then watch Lamar come out. Yeah, watch Lamar come out and then show you why he should have been the MVP again.
I got a very good Lamar Jackson story in shovels for you guys.
Ooh.
Very interesting. He's not getting the shovel, though.
Is it the guy he killed in, was it Raising Canaan?
Man, he was cold-blooded in that, man.
What?
Lamar killed somebody.
Watch it. Hold on.
In Raising Canaan.
Thank you.
In Raising Canaan. And then
what happened?
And then they asked him. The dude said, "You a big boy? What they feed y'all in New Jersey?" He said, "New York guys." I forgot.
Was that what Diddy said, or was that? Oh, never mind.
Forgot. I couldn't get the whole line on that.
Different kind of food.
He didn't look bad. I think they're setting up the role, in my opinion, to where he's gonna have the opportunity to come back because he's kind of a hitman. He's a hitman.
Okay.
He can come back. He survived it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Joe, is there one game that, other than Thanksgiving, that jumps off the page? I wish we could take Thanksgiving game off the page, but one game that jumps off the page for you.
I guess the Kansas City game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that we have a bunch of 425 games.
I do too.
Especially the Cleveland one. That's nice that it's still a Sunday one. It's a division game, and I don't think they're going to be very good. So,
can I tell you where
Green Bay will be cool. I'd be interested to see if it's a Saturday or a Sunday.
Okay,
I was just going to say, can I tell you where my mind's at? And I don't think anybody thinks
like
me.
You have a lot of playoff teams in this schedule.
Yeah,
ton.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, at three different games this year, you get to see the best wide receivers in football. You get the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the road, right? At Vikings, and then you get the primetime game with Jamar Chase. Yeah,
twice. Yeah, against them. Yeah.
Play the Rams too.
Are the Dolphins going to be any good this year? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I have a feeling that they're going to be really, really bad. I got a feeling that Tyreek Hill is going to absolutely implode. Yeah. I have that feeling. I don't know what it is, but I'm not feeling them this year.
It sucks. You get them on a short week, though. That's the one game that you go, oh, my God, we play them on a Thursday night on a short week.
I think there's a coaching change during the season in Miami.
Do you?
And hear me out. I don't think he's a bad coach. I don't think that. I think he's a guy who's a coach, player's coach, with players on his team.
That he got too close with?
Yes.
The Cliff Kingsbury thing that happened in Arizona, where he and Kyler Murray had the same agent.
I'm glad you point that up. Yeah. You know why? Kyler Murray, Tyreek Hill are not guys that you can be player coaches to because they take advantage of it. There are certain players that when you're a player's coach, that their version of taking advantage of it is they're going to uplift you and make sure everything's cool because they don't want to change you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got it cool. We got it real good here. Chill out.
You know, the other problem with this is, like, in my opinion, when you look, because Mike McDaniel to me is, I think he's brilliant.
He's a genius.
I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. It does not mean he's going to be a great head coach, because I see some of the same thing, sitting over there vaping with his freaking capri pants on and whatever else, like hanging out with the players, joking. He's a very interesting guy, but you're right about the egos that you have, especially one like Tyreek Hill. And then on top of it, you marry yourself to the quarterback. And I think initially we were like, I don't know what Tua is. But yeah, you have to. And that's why a lot of coaches get fired. Like Brian Daboll's like, you guys made me keep Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Like, that's not who I wanted. And now he's got to sell himself that Jackson Dart's going to be his guy. Because if Jackson Dart's not, then Brian Daboll is not going to be coaching the Giants that long.
And I don't know what Brian Daboll did, but he did a great job of convincing them, hey, you got to let me come to the next quarterback because I didn't want that cat.
Yeah.
Some people say, you're right, you were right about that quarterback, but you're going with
him. Because they traded back in and got him.
You're going with him. Yeah, he was able to convince them, hey, man, give me the quarterback I want and I'll show you. And I think he will.
But do we – so, again, like, sometimes it doesn't mean the guy's a bad coach. Like, okay, I'll give you an example where a guy was a bad coach. Josh McDaniel told you he could turn Tim Tebow into a, you know, a great quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, that guy sucks. Not Tebow. Josh McDaniel. Anyway – but like when you get married to that guy, you're stuck. Like it's like I got to make this work, or I got to make this decision that's really tough and get rid of this guy and bring in a new guy. You don't know who the new guy is going to be, and then that could blow up in your face. So we talk about it. That's why it's the most important position on the field, because you ain't got one, you ain't winning.
That's right. Buffalo Zoe, what's up, man?
Oh. Hey, I'm on.
Hey, Buffalo Zoe, it's too early to be talking trash, man.
Listen, man, I just wanted to let you know, man, there will be no Buffalo slander nor MVP Allen slander, man. That's all I wanted to say.
I mean, look, he was the second best quarterback in the league. It's okay. I just didn't know they gave awards to the second best.
Hey, man, let me tell you, like I said, white Jesus is always going to come out on the top, man.
Always come out on the top?
Hold on. In my neck of the
last I checked, he didn't get in the Super Bowl yet, so he ain't come out on top yet.
Long as he get one before Lamar, that's all I'm saying. Y'all have a good one, man. Right.
See ya.
410-583-1057.
In the morning. Starting ready.
Already.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.